In January 1981, a fire in a South London house would take the lives of 13 children. The tragedy would spark a wave of protest. And it would be a turning point in the story, which began with the arrival of the Empire Windrush back in 1948. Resistance to Black British presence had been growing for 30 years. But in the decade of the 70s, the children of the Windrush generation would make their bid for recognition. Their story is one of rebellion and confrontation. As the 1970s began, Britain was on the verge of economic recession, and Black youngsters found themselves three times as likely to be unemployed as whites. Ironically, though the Windrush generation had been invited here because of a labour shortage, their children began to feel like outsiders.